This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, before we get to this Jimmy Kimmel stuff, hey, Margo, you're still young and fun. I'm old and married, and I don't do anything that's fun. That means you'll go to costume parties this year. Have you thought about your costume for Halloween? It's on a Friday this year.
I haven't thought about it because this is a sore subject for me.
Oh, tell me why.
Because in college, I would be going out four nights and have four different costumes, three of them being group costumes, have all these different things to do. I don't have anything to do, so.
What about your boyfriend? You could do like a, you know, Fred Flintstone and Wilma or whatever his wife's name is.
You know what I was for Halloween last year?
No, I don't, but you're going to tell me.
I was John Cena.
Yeah. Somebody, because people are already putting on the text line, somebody wants you to be Sydney Sweeney or whatever her name is.
What?
I swear to God, that's what it says here.
You're actually lying.
Do you want to come in and see it in the break?
Why would someone say that? I look nothing like Sydney Sweeney.
No idea. No idea.
Also, that's okay. That's probably going to be a popular costume.
Probably right. We'll hash that out and we'll bring it to you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Later on in the week. I will not dress up. Oh, it's a Friday. I'll get out of here. I'll get home. I like handing out candy. I like seeing the little kids like that are like a monkey or a dragon or whatever. You know, they have those old like fuzzy costumes.
Yeah,
that makes me smile.
Cute.
I do. That are pulled
adorable.
In a wagon that are half asleep by their by their parents.
That's so cute.
That makes me smile. All right. It's a requisite thing that you must talk about this.
Hours before Kimmel's show was reinstated, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr said Kimmel's suspension had nothing to do with government influence.
Jimmy Kimmel is in the situation that he's in because of his ratings.
What followed last week's suspension was a fierce debate about free speech from Democrats and Republicans, including Senator Ted Cruz, who likened the FCC chair's actions to a gangster movie.
That's right out of Goodfellas. That's right out of a mafioso coming into a bar going, "Nice bar you have here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it."
More than 400 stars signed an open letter from the ACLU, including Tom Hanks, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Meryl Streep, saying Kimmel's removal was, quote, unconstitutional.
The backlash was troubling.
Ryan Steinberg is a senior editor at Variety.
Disney prides itself on being a very creative company. A lot of Hollywood was against this. So I'm sure that Disney noticed very quickly.
Okay, the guy trying to do the Italian-American gangster accent was probably the worst impersonation I've ever heard in my life. I'm almost sorry I played that because of that. But anyway, moving forward at 866-391-1020. So apparently Jimmy Kimmel's going to be on tonight, but only in like 57% of the markets or something like that. I still can't get past this question. As we have, as with everything else in America, form two teams, and that's it. There's no nuance here. Pro Kimmel, anti Kimmel. He's a bum. He's the greatest. Free speech, or what are you talking about? But here's what I can't get past. And someone help me out. I'm not playing dumb. I'm not acting like I don't know what's going on. I honestly mean this. When did we put so much credence into what any of these people after the news, the late local news, what they have to say. When did we do this? When did they become so powerful with their words? That's what I don't understand. Whether you're Trump or somebody in the White House or the administration, whether you are an audience member or somebody watching on television, when did they end up or start carrying so much weight that it spawned such debate about the Constitution? It's a guy that stands up there, makes a couple cracks, makes a couple jokes, says what he's got to say, a band comes in, they play, and then sends you off into Z land. Good night. I mean, isn't that what this is? I listened to the Jimmy Kimmel thing 20 times. If you are taking that as fact, okay, that he's trying to shift the narrative as fact in the country, you're an adult. You just are. If you're attacking him and trying to get him canceled, that probably, I would think, goes against every single thing that Charlie Kirk ever stood for. And you're doing it in the aftermath of his death. It's kind of the reason you're doing it. You're thinking you're standing up for Charlie Kirk. But he would not have wanted that. He was a champion of free speech and the First Amendment. Then again, is it truly a First Amendment issue at all? Or is it a business decision in business situation? We have made and molded this Jimmy Kimmel thing into such a gigantic issue. We just have. And to me, it's just a business thing. There's a big deal about to go down. They want the deal to go down. They don't. They want as few advertisers as possible to cancel. And they told Jimmy Kimmel or there was an unwritten, unspoken sort of agreement. Hey, play it cool from now until this agreement gets consummated all the way through, because then we'll all get rich. The guy said something that may have fouled up the deal, may or may not have. And then they said, didn't you understand what the deal was? Shut your mouth, because you can't figure out to shut up. We're going to have to shut it for you. And they sent him on his way, or at least temporarily. And now what we have right now is a situation where in the bounce back, it's genius. Tonight, his ratings are going to spike. Jimmy Kimmel will get more people from tonight through, when's he on, Friday? I don't know. I'm long asleep. I don't watch any of this stuff. He will get more people now than he's probably had in the history of his show. Tonight might be, even on a Tuesday into Wednesday, the single biggest night in Jimmy Kimmel's history on that show. All because of this. The controversy wasn't manufactured, but the controversy was thrust forward unnecessarily by both sides. And that's where we are with this. It's just a guy that talks late at night. He's actually not that big of a deal, and we've made him this either First Amendment crusader or the worst person in the world. One of those two things. And I don't get it. And how about the guy who's trying to make the case for Jimmy Kimmel, and he wants to be socially acceptable, yet he makes the Italian-American accent and does a joke out of it. We're so lost over all of this. We just are.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.